What's up, Anchor? I'm just checking in because it's been a good while. I'm going to go on a bit of a, not a rant really, as such, not as much as the last episode anyway. I kind of want to talk about mental health within the music industry, okay? Because it's not talked about enough. Not only mental health, but general well-being and general physical health as well. It's never talked about enough, in my opinion. Especially not at my level, anyway. I'm not sure about higher up. But where I'm at, sort of like, semi-professional level, it's not talked about enough at all. I mean, I've got people that I work with, or people in the same boat as me, that don't get as much time off as they'd like, and end up ill. Hence, I've got a cold because I've had 2 weeks off out of the whole year. My friends fucking hate me for it as well. They give me a proper hard time. I've got one particular friend and she always gives me a hard time about not taking enough time off. And the other day I went to a birthday party and she asked me how much time I'd had off throughout the whole year. I said 2 weeks, one in February and one just gone, and she wasn't very happy. But anyway, back on the subject. There are lots of musicians and singers and performers that struggle with mental health, right? It's not accessible enough, in my opinion, and therefore people suffer and people end up dead because of it. Because the idea of someone having depression or anxiety or an eating disorder or something like that is still stigmatised in 2018, and it's absolutely ridiculous in my opinion. Like, there's no need for it. I don't think that management companies and industry executives do enough to keep an eye on their artists and make sure they're okay. I mean, look at Mac Miller, for example. We're talking like professional level now. But look at Mac Miller. He was 26 and he's died of a drugs overdose. Obviously, we don't know if that drugs overdose was a deliberate attempt at suicide, or he was just being plain stupid and just took too many drugs. Obviously, we also know that he's had a history of mental health issues anyway, and he had all of that stuff going on with Ariana Grande as well. Throughout the relationship, he wasn't very well, and she had to leave because of it, because she couldn't cope anymore, which is fair enough. But the fact that he was still allowed to work in that state is appalling. The fact that Demi Lovato, who suffers with depression, anxiety, and eating disorder and everything else, was still allowed to go on the road and go on tour and record stuff and do video appearances and interviews and everything else while she was still in the state that she was in is disgusting. Obviously, Demi Lovato isn't dead. She's in a rehab facility. Good. And I hope she gets better because she's a phenomenal singer. She's got an amazing voice and it's a massive waste of talent if she goes down the drain. And from Ant and Dec was obviously unwell. The fact that he was allowed to continue working on Britain's Got Talent and I'm a Celebrity and Saturday Night Takeaway whilst in the physical and mental state he was in was disgusting. And obviously, these people, they make the choice to work, right? But I honestly think that there should be some form of 6-monthly assessment period where people in high-stress jobs, whether that be in the music industry or in security or any other high-stress job that requires a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice, I think there should be every 6 months, there should be an assessment period where you have a physical assessment and you have a psychiatric assessment. And if you don't pass those assessments, you don't go on tour, basically. I'm not saying you don't work at all, because you've got to work to earn money. But I think that certainly touring artists that are touring most of the year, before they start a tour, and halfway through said tour, they should have assessments done. And if they don't pass those assessments, they don't go on tour. It's as simple as that. Because touring is a bastard. And it makes you ill. It made me ill. My body hasn't ever been the same since I finished my first UK tour last year. Probably because I didn't look after myself well enough. But the point is, health, mental and physical, is not the top priority in the music industry. And it really, really should be. Because musicians and singers and artists work their asses off. We work our asses off every single day of the year. And we do it out of choice, because we love what we do and we want to work hard and be successful. But I still think there needs to be more of an emphasis within executives and labels and management companies, where they actually pull their artists to one side every so often and go, is everything okay? Is there anything you want to talk about? Anything you're worried about? Anything I can help you with? You know, it's not that fucking hard. And stuff like that stops people from fucking dying. Because I'm sick of people in this industry dying. I've seen enough of it. And although I might not know Mac Miller, and I might not know Whitney Houston, and I might not know Michael Jackson, and I might not know all these people that die, I get personally affected by it. Because they're one of us. Every musician feels a death. If a musician dies, every musician on the planet feels it, because it's part of our industry. It's fucking horrible, and it needs to change. Right, I'm going to shut up, because I can't talk anymore. I'm ill. Peace.